Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show today is on the harmonic structure of sound, which is really the basis of the structure of the universe. And the intention is that we are able to reconnect to the divine patterns in nature. But before we get started, I want to tell you about the things happening at the school here in San Francisco and online, and our retreat that we're doing at Mount Shasta as well. First, I can tell you about the retreat at Mount Shasta. On December 21st and 22nd, we're doing a two-day workshop at Stewart Mineral Springs in Mount Shasta. It's actually in Weed, but it's just like 5 or 10 minutes north of Mount Shasta, the town of Mount Shasta. They have incredible hot springs there, actually, wonderful healing water. And it's only $120 for the 2 days. And the whole deal is to really resonate the essence of oneness. Because I've really come to believe from talking to everybody and also through my own intuition that the whole thing about this 2012 ascension thing is really about going into a state of oneness where we are connected again, as we already are, to everything in the universe. So we're going to be resonating. First, we're going to be talking about how to hold your frequency in case something happens. Because if something intense happens, we're going to have the best tools possible to be able to hold your frequency and make it through. If something doesn't happen, you'll learn some really cool techniques for holding your frequency in any challenge or conflict, whether it's relationship issues, health issues, wealth issues, or even sensitivities to loud sounds or annoying sounds, and also being able to deal with any world changes, even if it's just a big storm or something major like earthquake or pole shift. So we'll start with that. Then we're going to go through some sound healing techniques, some of the basics, a bit about harmonic structure that we're talking about today. And then also we're going to do sound and music. We're just going to sing the night of the 21st and play sounds. And then on the 22nd, on Saturday, December 22nd, Beverly Wilson from the Crystal Room in Mount Shasta is going to come over with a bunch of her alchemical bowls, and she's going to do a whole alchemical transition into the new age for us, a whole meditation that is really powerful. Beverly's amazing. What Beverly has done, we'll be talking about that a bit more today. She's actually really more tuned in to the harmonic structure of crystal bowls, the alchemical bowls, because she makes a lot of the alchemical bowls. And alchemical bowls are crystal bowls that have different metals and different special minerals embedded in them. And she has really gotten tuned into how the different harmonic structures that are created by these different minerals and metals in the bowls, how they affect your consciousness and the type of archetypal energy that they invoke. It's really amazing. She's really into it. And it's really a good lesson on really tuning into how sounds affect us, because each sound has its own harmonic structure that we'll be talking about later. So that's on Saturday morning. And then Saturday afternoon, we're just going to meditate on love and light with sound. We're going to do a lot of different meditations and just really resonate oneness and love and really just prepare ourselves for the rest of our lifetimes. So if you're interested, you can go to soundhealingcenter.com/shasta.html, or just go to the soundhealingcenter.com website, and you'll see a link up in the top right corner for it. also there are rooms available where you can stay there, and they're only like $35 a night for one person or $70 a night for two people. And you can stay longer and enjoy the hot springs there if you like, or just go climb Mount Shasta, you know, or go up on Mount Shasta. So if you're interested, you can also call us at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. That's 415-777-2486. We also have on November 11th, we've got an open house at the school. That's Sunday, November 11th from 1 to 6. We've been fixing the place up. We've got some cool lights in our new place now. It's really beautiful, and the energy's feeling really good now. 1 to 6, you can come for part or come for the whole thing. That's Sunday, November 11th. We also have a weekend intensive. If you don't want to do the whole certificate program, you can come for Saturday and Sunday, November 17th and 18th. That's $165. And that's on the website also at soundhealingcenter.com. It's an overview of everything in the field of sound healing. We'll give you some real, some good tools and techniques you can use as well. Then we've got, starting January 15th, we have the next three-month certificate program and the associate degree program, because the certificate program is the first semester of the associate degree program. And if you pay in full, we've got a really big discount right now. If you pay in full by November 1st, you'll save $700 on that, or $3,000 if you want to do the whole degree. We've also got the audio production program. You can do a certificate or a full associate degree program in audio production starting January 15th, and there's also a discount for that of $700 if you pay by November 1st, or $3,000 for the whole associate's degree. You can also do a combination of audio production and sound healing, or you could just do either one by itself, sound healing degree and then audio production degree, or two separate programs. We also have all of those classes online. You can do the actual sound healing certificate and associate degree online starting November 3rd. And see, if you pay in full by November 1st, you can get $300 off on that as well. That goes right into the associate degree if you like. You can get a couple of thousand off on that. Then we have the sound healing audio production program starting this Friday. I forget the date, but this Friday you can do that online. And that's for 11 weeks, and you learn about Pro Tools, and or if you want to use another program, you learn how to really record in a way that affects people deeper physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So it's not just about how to record, it's about how to really create really healing or powerful recordings, regardless of the style of music you're doing. So all of the details are at soundhealingcenter.com. Oh, one other thing. Next weekend, November 2nd, 3rd, or 3rd and 4th, I forget the dates, is actually a workshop with Sylvina here. And Sylvina is a very powerful shaman. She uses crystal bowls and takes you really, really deep and helps you release deep emotional issues. And again, that's just next weekend, and I think it's only about 160. I think it's 160 for the whole weekend. Yeah. So again, if you're interested, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call 415-777-2486, and the website is soundhealingcenter.com. We also, of course, do sell crystal bowls. We also have sound tables, and we do a wide range of treatments. A lot of them online. We can find your soul frequency as well. Okay. So basic structure of sound. And this is really important when you start thinking about what sounds to use or listen to, when you want a specific effect. Because the quality of the sound, or timbre, spelled T-I-M-B-R-E, sometimes pronounced timbre, is really affecting us in dramatic ways. In fact, that's a large part of what sound healing is about. Sound healing is different from music therapy, and that sound healing includes information about the sounds besides the music. And we go into detail as far as the actual frequencies and how different frequencies affect you, but also how different harmonic structures or timbres affect you. And that's even more powerful. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is that when you have a sound, just about any sound, and you make that sound or play it on an instrument, most people think that's one note. So if I sing an A, people would say, oh, that's an A. If you play an A on a guitar, they say, oh, that's an A. But there are many other frequencies within every sound. Some sounds are just one frequency, like tuning forks or tone generators. But most sounds actually have multiple notes, multiple frequencies within the sound, within that one sound. In fact, my voice, when I make the sound of A, actually has over 30, actually probably more like 50 different notes going on simultaneously. And this is the harmonic structure of my voice. Now, what's interesting is each one of those notes are mathematically related to the original sound in very specific ways. And in fact, that mathematical structure that those harmonics are in relation to the A, the main A, are that mathematical structure is the same in all sounds. Let me pull up the actual chart here. Okay. So if I sing an A, which is 110 hertz, then the second frequency in there is 220 hertz. The third harmonic frequency is going to be 330 hertz. The fourth is 440, fifth 550, 660, 770, 880, 990, and so forth. And that those mathematical multiples, 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, are the same in just about all sounds. All sounds have that same mathematical structure. Now, let me find my chart here, and I'll tell you the actual names of those notes. So, let's see. Okay. It's interesting. Each one of the notes of those 40, we'll say 40, just so I don't have to say 30 or 50. Each one of those notes has a specific musical interval in relation to that 110 hertz. And that's where it gets really interesting. Okay, here's our chart. Okay, for A, the second harmonic is an A. The third harmonic is an E. The fourth is an A. The fifth is an A. The sixth one is an E. The seventh is an A. I'm sorry, a G, and it's a quarter flat. Then eighth is A, then B, C sharp, D a quarter sharp, E, F a quarter sharp, G, G sharp, and A. So when I'm singing this note, all of those other notes are in there at the same time. Now, only monks and people on psychedelics actually hear these harmonics separated out. We actually hear them, but our mind, it's too much information. Our mind doesn't separate them out. We just go, oh, you're singing an A. Ooh, right? However, on an instrument, you can generally make these harmonics louder, where they actually come out. On a guitar, you just hold down your finger lightly on different frets, and you can have those harmonics really come out much more, or you can hear them really clearly. In the voice, you do it with overtone singing. So here are the about the first four or five harmonics in my voice. Higher frequencies are the harmonic. I'm simply making the distance between my tongue, simply, the wavelength equal the wavelength of those actual frequencies. Because the higher the frequency, the shorter the wavelength. So I have to move my tongue very specifically. Actually practiced it for years, and it took a long time to really get it. And actually, I had it sometimes, and sometimes I didn't. And then one day, Spirit said, move your tongue this way. And then I could do it. It's funny, in the classes, when students come in, there's always, every class, there's like one or two, sometimes three or four people in the class that within a week or two, they're doing overtone singing like you know, Tuvan monks. Like they've been doing it for many, many lifetimes. Because we often draw people who have been doing this for many, many lifetimes. And then other people have to practice, and then you finally get it. Okay, so this harmonic structure is mathematical multiples. There are some sounds that don't have mathematical multiples in them, like a timpani is not all mathematical, and also sounds that have noise in them, like shh, there are no harmonics in noise. Shh, like the ocean hardly has any harmonics, or rivers or streams or things like that, things that are mostly noise. That's why a rattle is so powerful, because it has no harmonics. It has no frequencies in it. They're all bits of frequencies, incomplete bits of frequencies, which are really good for breaking up stuck frequencies, such as post-traumatic stress or a deep emotional issue. Okay. But most sounds are made up of these harmonics, which are mathematical multiples. Okay. Now, what's really interesting is it just so happened that God has set it up so that the odd-numbered harmonics, if we just count them, which, you know, the root and the second harmonic, third, and so forth, the odd numbers, 3, 5, not the musical intervals, but 3, just the number of the harmonic, 3, 5, 7, 9, those harmonics actually create dissonant chord. And instruments, there are instruments that mostly are reed instruments or instruments made of metal that create more odd harmonics that are more dissonant. Although we don't want to give dissonant sounds a bad rap because they're really effective for healing in certain ways. So we call them activating. Like bagpipes, very activating. It was funny. I had somebody in the sound healing class online that just did their final paper, and she was talking a lot about playing bagpipes in a whole group, and she said she just loves it. You know, and it's so funny for other people that bagpipes are a little intense because they're so activating. It's not like you go to sleep to bagpipes, right? So metal things like Tibetan bowls are more odd harmonics, so they're more activating. And these activating sounds, like saxophone, oboe, bassoon, anything with a reed in it, even the shruti box or the harmonium that a lot of people tone to, those have reeds in it, and so they're even more activating. These activating sounds are really good for breaking up stuck energy and blockages. It was interesting. I heard a thing on the radio yesterday where they're interviewing John Cage. Terry Gross was interviewing John Cage back in 1973, and he was talking about, he lived in New York City at the time, and there was alarms in the building that would go off like every day. And he said that instead of being annoyed by them, like most people would be, he would tune into the harmonic structure and listen to how interesting it was and how activating it was. Same with the car horn. You know, if you take away the intention of the car horn, which is generally anger, although a little beep, eep, can be like, okay, move. But if you go, you know, then it's like, you know, you're feeling more. If someone lays on the horn, you know, then it's like, you know, they're really, really pissed. Okay. So, but if you take that intention away, the car horn is a really powerful, wonderful, activating sound. Good for breaking up blockages and stuck energy, like traffic, or like a blockage in a muscle, or a blockage emotionally, where you really need to move the energy. So next time you hear a car horn, think, oh my God, they're clearing out blockages in my system right now. Thank you. That's funny, huh? Right? So it gives you a whole different take. So, you know, heavy metal or hard rock distorted guitar is mostly odd harmonics. And for a lot of people, that's too intense, too scathing. But, you know, on the other hand, I mean, God, when I was a kid, when I was in school, when I was in college, I loved hard rock guitar. You know, it was great. It was so activating. It got me going. It was fun. It was really energizing. Now our systems have been activated so much that our adrenals and our kidneys are kind of whacked out, so we don't really need that activation. I got so much activation in my brain from all the thoughts and creativity coming through that, God, I don't need any more heavy metal anymore. But it's not a bad sound. You know, it's like Dr. Emoto talks about heavy metal creating a really negative visual of the snowflake of the water when it gets frozen, or actually when it's actually melting after it was frozen. And I think that is not necessarily coming from the heavy metal as much as it's coming from the intention behind the heavy metal. You know, because, I mean, what about heavy metal music that has got a really great intention? I actually recorded years ago Christian heavy metal groups, really sweet guys, you know, Jesus, you know, and it was incredible, you know, really powerful, positive energy. And so I think it's really about the energy more so than the actual sound. Those aren't negative sounds, although I must say, odd harmonics, will wipe out someone who's prone to a panic attack. If someone's having a panic attack, odd harmonics are not the deal. They will completely trigger a panic attack. If someone's in the panic attack, it makes it worse. Odd harmonics are really not the deal. Or for someone that's hypersensitive to sound as well, odd harmonics can be too scathing. Even like a sitar can be too much for some people, because a sitar is mostly odd harmonics. Or a beautiful oboe can be too much for people that are super hypersensitive. Okay. On the other hand, you know, they can be really, really just wonderful for someone who's depressed. When someone is depressed, you don't want warm, mushy sounds that make you not want to get out of bed. You need activation. You need to move the energy. So odd harmonics are the deal. Now, you don't want too much odd harmonics because it can just make you nervous, you know. But for depression, odd harmonics tend to be the main deal. So what I want to do is play a song that I did called Antidepressant, where I used more odd harmonics. Let me put it this way. I used as many odd harmonics as I could handle. I am hypersensitive to sound. I can't handle too many odd harmonics anymore. I kind of did in my odd harmonic part of my body, you know, in college. So I am very careful about not putting too many odd harmonics in. But I put way more than the song I have for sleep. So let's listen to the odd harmonics in this antidepressant song and feel how nicely activating they are. And I also put in a cello. The cello is a combination of odd harmonics and even harmonics, which are the more warm sounds. It's like right in the between odd and even, but it's got a lot of love in it. Thank you. couple of other things going on in that song as well. High frequencies activate, so I've got a lot of high frequencies in there. And in the field of sound healing, there's a basic school of thought that we need all frequencies. So I actually do a sweep through each of the notes where it goes up and down the scale and then continues on with the song, so we can really activate every component of the system that needs activation, because every frequency is a nutrient as well. You know, it's interesting, a thing that's been happening that's really interesting here at the school lately. We've started, it just so happened that, you know, we've talked about different issues that people have and how sound can help with those issues. And there are, one in the last semester, we had a couple of people that had dealt with depression earlier in their life. And so we went through a whole range of sound techniques for dealing with depression. And it was really good to talk with people, because I've never really been real depressed, you know, my whole life. I've been a little down, but not real depressed. So it was really good to get a perspective as to what would, as far as sound, what would really, really help. And other techniques, too, because ultimately what we're working towards here at the Institute is a whole treatment plan that brings in the full range of things, not just sound, but energy and traditional aspects other than drugs. And so we can then have a full range of things you could do for depression. And then just yesterday in the class, one of our students did a final paper on grief. Her mate of like 20 years died last year, and she's been grieving for almost a year now. And she did a really amazing paper on all the aspects of grief and how to deal with it and how to bring in different sound healing techniques, the ones that have worked with her for her, because she's really embroiled in it. And it's just amazing. So, you know, she's like a specialist at grief now, and I was able to learn from her so we could actually then start doing treatments on grief. And I want to be able to do anxiety, a full range of things. So, because ultimately that's where we're headed, is getting out of this medical modality, you know, and bringing in, because sound and energy and all the different aspects, including even herbs and things like that, you know, you can bring in a full range of things. And when you use a full range of techniques, vibrational techniques, whether it's, you know, food or whatever, you get the full range. It's real, can be really effective. It is really effective. And you don't need drugs and such. So that's where we're headed, and helping to develop that so that we can really change the whole medical field into something that is not killing us. There we go. That's a good way to put it. Okay, so back to the harmonic structure. Okay, so that's odd harmonics, sounds that have a little edge to them or that are a little activating. But then there's even harmonics. Even harmonics are 2, 4, 6, just the numbers of the harmonics. And actually, I've got the guitar. Now that we had a little break here, let me play these harmonics for you on the guitar. Okay, let's see if I can just set the phone down and we'll do this.
Here's the root second harmonic. Third harmonic, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth.
So this one string has all those notes in it. In fact, that's what makes up that one string, is all of those harmonics. That's all there is in that sound, is those different frequencies. It's that particular harmonic structure, the volume of those harmonics, and even the timing of those harmonics, but particularly the volume, that makes that be a guitar sound versus my voice, the sound of my voice. They're all mathematically the same. It's just the volume of them mostly. Okay. So the even harmonics, it just so happened God has set them up that they create a harmonious chord. The notes for A would be A, E, A, C sharp, E, G, A. You play all those notes together on an instrument, they sound really good together. They're totally warm and harmonious. So even harmonics are warm sounds, like very warm, very warm. The best example of an even harmonic sound singer is like Barry White. Barry White's got a warm voice, really warm voice. Or Nora Jones. Nora Jones has a really warm voice. So the vowel sound for even harmonics is ooh, ooh, really warm, ooh. The vowel sound for odd harmonics is E. E, got a little buzz to it, right? A little more activating. The instruments that are even harmonic sounds are the harp and any nylon string instrument, like an acoustic classical guitar or flamenco guitar. And, you know, it's often a lot of people that are into sound healing, they generally have more even harmonics in their voice. You generally don't get someone who comes in and says, I want to learn sound healing. You know, they know that odd harmonics can activate people too much, so they've softened their voice, softened, made it really warm sounding. And sometimes they even add a little noise, a little air sound. They add a little air sound to their voice. Now you got the mellow, little noise and even harmonics. That is the essence of love. Love is not transmitted with odd harmonics. You don't go, I love you. You go, I love you. I love you. A lot of warmth and a little bit of noise. I love you. Whispering is noise. Shh, love you. The breath is noise as well. But even harmonics are not, noise is not, remember, noise is not harmonics at all. Noise is not even a frequency. It's an incomplete frequency. So the even harmonics is the warm part of the sound. Also, like a wood drum, where you're hitting the wood, and anything made of wood is going to create more even harmonics, more warm sounds. Okay. Now, here's the interesting part. These harmonics, which are mathematical multiples, well, let me say one more thing before we go to the next level. Even harmonics or odd harmonics is a huge difference as to how it affects people. You don't have to be psychic. This is major. I mean, you have edgy, activating sounds, not even the music, but the sounds, and people are activated. If you have really warm sounds, they're calmed down. If you have someone depressed and you play even harmonic sounds, they're never getting out of bed. So we need the activation. Also, if you have even harmonic warm sounds all the time, we get tired. We just get tired after a while. We go to sleep. In fact, in a minute, I'll play a bit of my sleep CD, which is more almost all even harmonic. In fact, actually, now is a good time to play it before we go to the next level. Let's play a little bit of Calm Mind. And this is almost all even harmonics, because you don't want activation when you're trying to go to sleep. So this is I've got a longer version of this song that's called Sleep, but this is the short version called Calm Mind, and it's about going to sleep. Feel the difference between this and the antidepressant. that song actually goes on for, I've got a 60-minute version, and it gets warmer and warmer and slower, so more and more even harmonics, less and less odd harmonics as it goes, and then it takes you out into a deep, sweet sleep, and it's also got binaural beats in it, in delta, so it's entraining you. So even harmonics are the deal when you're wanting calm, calmness. Also, even harmonics are the deal when doing hospice. You don't need activation when dying. It's really quite activating already, going into the light, or just the fear that comes with it. You're wanting calming to bring you into that state of peace away from the fear. Okay? So, even harmonics. Okay, now, here's the interesting part. Let's go to the next level now. This harmonic structure of sound, odd and even harmonics together, are mathematical multiples, 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times the root. So again, if we have A that's 110 hertz, then the second harmonic will be 220, the third will be 330, 440, 550, 660, and so forth. And this structure is throughout all sounds, except noise and except a few instruments like a timpani. It's through 99% of sounds and throughout the universe, even on other planets as well. And where there's any air or whether there's any, even the electrons that come off planets actually have harmonics in them. So this harmonic structure, which is mathematical multiples, is the same in the distance between the planets in our solar system. The distance from Sun to Mercury is the root. Mercury to Venus is 2 times that distance. Venus to Earth is 3 times the Sun to Mercury. Earth to Mars is 4 times the Sun to Mercury. Mars to the asteroid belt is 5 times, and 6 times from the asteroid belt to Jupiter, and so forth. It's not exact, and you have to average out the ellipse to get it, but the distance between the planets is almost exactly the harmonic structure of sound. I wouldn't doubt, I haven't heard this, but I bet you, the distance between galaxies is the harmonic structure of sound. I just got to be. I bet you. Okay. But also, the harmonic structure of mathematical multiples is in the weight of each vertebrae in your back. They get heavier and heavier and denser based on the mathematical structure of sound. The electron shells around the nucleus of an atom are precisely set to the distance of the frequencies between each other in every sound that anybody makes on the planet, and every instrument as well. So it's also in the frequency of the auras, according to Fabian Mamon. They go up based on the mathematical structure. It's in chemistry. In chemistry, we have the frequencies, which are the elements. And then we have molecules, which are combinations compounds or whatever, that are combinations of elements. Like H2O is simply two harmonics of hydrogen and one harmonic of oxygen. So it's the same in chemistry. It's the same at the quantum level. There are different levels of energy, and they jump from one level of energy to another based around the harmonic structure of sound. It is the structure of the universe, the structure of sound. The harmonic structure of sound is the structure of the universe. So what's amazing is if you resonate any sound, you're creating a mathematical structure that resonates with the solar system, and resonates with the actual atom, every atom in your system, and resonates at the quantum level where we're all connected through entanglement. So through entanglement, we are affecting everybody on the planet. So every sound you make affects everybody through this harmonic structure resonating into the harmonic field. So one mathematical structure will resonate another mathematical structure at a different level. That's the basis of the law of resonance, which is a basic law of physics. So this structure of sound is in everything. Now, this structure of sound, the harmonic structure, is different than the Fibonacci curve or the golden mean curve. Golden mean spiral, golden spiral that we see in the conch shell and throughout life. Often think of the golden mean and the Fibonacci as love. Because when you transmit love, your heart actually puts out harmonics that are in golden mean ratios. So seems like love, the energy of unconditional love, is the harmonic, the golden mean. Here's a way to think of it. This is really interesting. I hadn't thought of this before until this moment. You know, when you are one with the universe, I just saw a cool show last night it's actually on Netflix. It's a documentary on death. Not done that well, but it's done. I mean, it's really interesting. They have all these people who have near-death experiences where they go into the light. They're one with everything in the universe in the light, and every one of them said it's a state where you're filled with unbelievable, unconditional, universal love. There's this this peace and love that is just beyond what you could ever imagine. And so when you go into oneness, you're going into the harmonic structure of sound where you're one with all patterns or the basic structure of everything. But it's interesting, when you're one with everything, everybody says, and I've felt it myself, there's love there. So oneness is filled with the harmonic structure and the Fibonacci pattern of the golden mean, which is the same as the golden mean almost. Fibonacci is nature's way of doing the golden mean. So you've got, in oneness, you've got this oneness is the structure of the harmonic structure of sound, and the love there is the golden mean. It's like the duality, the two energies of male and female. Really interesting. So that's where we're headed for 2012, say a lot of people. And that's what will be resonating at this workshop in Mount Shasta on December 21st. And that's what everybody will be resonating, they say. We're all going to go into this state of oneness, filled with love. A lot of people are going to be freaked out because it's like dying. It's just like a near-death experience. And a lot of people are going to freak out and will die. But a lot of people will just relax and enjoy the ride and make it through to a place, hopefully, where we'll all be in this state of oneness, filled with unconditional love all the time. Just imagine that place where this illusion of duality and separation that we live in is just ridiculous and silly. Oneness, filled with unconditional love. Hold that through the evening, through the whole weekend. Hold that energy through the weeks and months to come, years to come. May we all hold it for lifetimes to come. Thanks.